Friday evening, the Royal College of Surgeons in the news today saying under new rules, GPs could be allowed to do nose jobs. So the organisation says that patients having surgery, cosmetic surgery they're talking about, should be able to make more informed decisions about their treatment, including being able to check if their surgeon is listed as an approved register or on an approved register for that specialist job, and they want doctors to be stopped from performing operations outside their speciality. Dr. Jonathan Stiano, a leading cosmetic surgeon in Solihull, joining me on the show. Jonathan, good evening.
Good evening, Frankie.
Well, what are the rules at the moment in terms of cosmetic surgery and surgeons and what they can and can't do?
Well, I'm afraid to say there aren't really any rules.
So a GP could give you a nose job?
Yes, anyone can perform surgery on you as long as they don't purport to be someone that they're not. They can perform surgery, and GPs and lots of non-surgeons and non-trained surgeons do perform surgery at the moment.
We had the PIP scandal, thousands of women fitted with substandard breast implants, but the industry is a multi-million pound industry. So surely it's got to be properly regulated. You'd endorse that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've been calling for this for some time, and we'd love for some regulation to come into place. But sadly, there isn't any regulation in private surgical care. And really, at the moment, we're just trying to educate the public to look for the qualifications and the training of the person that's treating them.
So the Royal College of Surgeons saying new rules are required, but if you're after cosmetic surgery, you wouldn't actually go to your GP, would you?
No, many people don't go to their GP, and I don't think there's that many GPs actually performing cosmetic surgery or nose jobs. And in fact, many, if you did go to your GP would probably likely refer you to a trained surgeon. The problem with cosmetic surgery is a lot of people go to marketing medium, they go to the glossy magazines or the internet,
yeah,
and they can be blinded by the marketing without actually looking at the qualifications of the surgeon and be operated on by someone without actually really looking into their qualifications.
So how many people, I presume from what you're saying, not that many, when they go looking for cosmetic surgery, will actually see a doctor's credentials and what he's a specialist in?
Not many people will, which is why it's such a boom industry, having surgery with surgeons who aren't trained. And the problem is you can gloss over things with glossy advertising, and if people aren't looking for it, you may not see exactly what the credentials of the person you're talking to are. And so you need to educate yourself and look for the credentials, because they're out there. They're published. They're on the internet. The GMC has a website, and you can have a look for a list of trained doctors. There's registers of plastic surgeons. BARPS and BAPRAS are the two registers in this country which have a registry freely available to the members of the public, and you can find a register of a trained surgeon. But it's about getting the public to know that and to look there.
Just out of interest, just before I let you go, because of the PIP scandal, has that put people off cosmetic surgery, or are there more people than ever undertaking various procedures?
I don't think it's put people off, because I think cosmetic surgery, although it gets a bit of a name in the media, I think people who have cosmetic surgery often need and significantly benefit from it. And so the people are still out there who will benefit from surgery. But what it has done, it's increased awareness of the need to ask more questions and to look behind the scenes, to have a look at the facility you're being treated in and the credentials of your surgeon. And that's a good thing.
Jonathan, good to have you on the show tonight. Dr. Jonathan Stiano, who's a leading cosmetic surgeon in Solihull. They want new rules and regulations. We'll